In your devotional, you talked a lot about how life doesn't necessarily pan out the way we kind of plan things in our head, or maybe would even like things, right? And I've experienced that a little bit in my life, and I think everybody kind of goes through that a little bit. But you mentioned some things that helped you feel better about it, and there was like a quote from Brother Dallin H. Oaks, I believe, right, that you said brings you peace when it comes to those things, when it comes to kind of thinking about life. My question is, what are some things that you've found peace in despite going through trials and things not necessarily being exactly the way we think it's going to be?
Oh, there are several things. One of the things I talk about in the devotional is that I'm single, and we're in a very family-focused church, and so that can be really hard for people. And I do find a lot of peace in that quote that I'll share. Just that we can plan and hope for things, but if it's not what the Lord has in mind for us, then we need to be open to following the path that He has planned for us. And
yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things when we study the scriptures that I've noticed a lot is that it's not really an easy path that apostles and just disciples of Jesus Christ, like we all aim to be, follow. There's a lot of adversity. There's a lot of unexpected things. And I think that one of those crown examples that we pull from the scriptures oftentimes is Job, right? He's a man who lost everything, right? And went through years and years of hardship. But in the end, the promises that the Lord had made to him did come forth, right? And everything that he had lost was multiplied in his life. And so I think that's having those promises from God often is a good way to help us get through certain trials in life. And you mentioned that you learned a lot on your mission. And could you share with us a little bit of what you learned on your mission?
Yeah, I have always been a really shy person, and so to even go on a mission was kind of probably a surprise to a lot of people, just knowing that I would be talking to complete strangers. And
right. And where did you serve again?
I served in the Manchester, England mission.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, just learning to rely on the Lord and having faith to just open my mouth and talk to people. It was challenging, but the more I did it, the more comfortable I was with it, and I knew that I always could have the Spirit with me, and that really helped with a lot of the challenges that you face on a mission.
What are some of the things you do in your life to keep the Spirit with you?
The basic primary answers, I read my scriptures and say my personal prayers every day and try to live the best life I can. I try to focus on others and serve whenever possible.
Absolutely. So you also mentioned that you had an opportunity to go to Austria after your mission. And how has that impacted your life?
I never thought about going to Austria until I served with a missionary from Austria. And he actually told me about a nanny position that was available, and I jumped right on it. I was like, that sounds awesome. So I went, and the only person in the family that spoke English was the mom. So it was interesting to try to nanny a 6-year-old that didn't speak any English.
But right.
I learned a lot and about communication and culture and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
What would you say was your biggest takeaway? Learning, like, for communication, for example?
I learned that you can communicate even if you don't speak the same language. Mm-hmm. just by your actions. And yeah, I don't know.
Was there like a gospel connection that you...
Well, it could get kind of lonely. So just knowing that I wasn't alone, truly, was always really good to have, to know that I could pray and always have the Lord with me.
Yeah, absolutely. There was also a quote by Charles Swindle that you put in your address, and I just want to ask, what's the significance of it to you? Like, what does it mean to you? And for our audience, can you explain what the quote is?
Yeah, the quote has been hanging in our kitchen for years. It's about attitude, and I would always read it, but didn't really pay much attention to it most of the time. But it talks about how it really does come down to our attitude about situations, because we could have something horrible happen and be able to get through it a lot easier if we have a kind of an eternal perspective rather than a negative attitude.
So in you, well, that quote, that really reminds me of Romans 38 and 39, which says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And on my mission, I also went through quite a few experiences where you feel kind of despair, whether that's somebody rejecting you after having once invited you into their life to teach the gospel, or whether that's just the kind of hardships that come with trying to stand with Christ and to preach the gospel. You know, you meet a lot of resistance just from people in general. And that was a scripture that really hit me on my mission because, you know, no matter what somebody does to us, no matter these things out of our control, what they do to us, we're always able to be in the presence of Christ and our Father in heaven. There's nowhere on earth where we can hide from that presence or not obtain His Spirit somehow and have that comfort us, right? And, you know, one of the other things I learned as a missionary was that it was a commandment to be happy, which I thought was kind of quirky at first because I'd never really heard that one. But it makes sense, because as you have a strong, good attitude, a lot of times that helps you conquer the darkness that you might find in life, or just the inconveniences, because you just kind of let it roll off, right? Like water off the back of a duck, right? Just let it kind of roll off you and keep trucking along. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners that is something you have found important for you in your life?
I think just really learning to rely on the Lord and know that he sees the whole picture and we don't. And to keep that in mind when you're going through things or trying to make decisions of your future, just know that there is a plan and the Heavenly Father wants us to succeed, and he will help us in any way that he can.